You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. Primary election day is fast approaching. In Monterey County, there is only one race being contested for the County Board of Supervisors. As Michael Barros reports, four people are running for the District 4 seat, which stretches west of Salinas to the Pacific Ocean.
One of the District 4 candidates is Steve McShane. A Cal Poly graduate, he's been on the Salinas City Council for over a decade. He says he's focusing on affordable housing, reliable water sourcing, and job accessibility. McShane spent many years as a Republican, but says he is now a Democrat.
I found that it's a bigger tent that embraces more of my, concerns for the environment balanced alongside smart planning and ultimately jobs.
McShane says he is excited about renewable energy and played a role in the launch of Monterey Bay Community Power, which now supplies electricity to San Luis Obispo and Morro Bay.
This is a tremendous opportunity where we have been able to offer rates for energy below what PG&E or Southern California Edison would charge.
He says that sustainable agriculture is, quote, the way of the future.
I'm hoping that people vote for me because of my background and experience, because I have a heart for the people, because I don't have ties to special interests.
That's candidate Winifred Chambliss. Many know her from her time as president of the Monterey Peninsula School Board. She's also worked with the Monterey County Water Resources Agency. She says her campaign is grassroots and that she's focusing on increasing representation in local government.
I want people of any race, any color, any gender, any background to be able to serve if they feel like they can represent the people.
She says she is passionate about diversity, water access, affordable housing, and homelessness. Wendy Root Askew is also running.
I'm looking to bring smart, accountable, honest leadership to the County Board of Supervisors.
For the past 10 years, Askew has been a legislative analyst for the Monterey County Board of Supervisors. She prioritizes public health, affordable housing, and job accessibility.
I take seriously the need to ensure that that the decisions we make today are setting our county government up to be successful, not just tomorrow, but 10, 20, 30 years from now, so that when my son and my grandchildren inherit this government, this bureaucracy that serves our community, that they're inheriting, that they're not inheriting deferred maintenance, that they're not inheriting debt, but they're inheriting a government that has been responsibly managed.
Candidate Alex Miller says he will move the county office from Fort Ord to downtown Monterey to make it more accessible. He also says he will create a multicultural center.
We're going to have a more accountable office because people are going to be able to walk in. The doors are always going to be open. It's going to have regular business hours. And we're going to talk to the people. We're going to engage the people.
Miller also wants a spending cap on campaign finance.
We just got the reports from this election, and my two main opponents, one has upwards of $400,000, and the other one has close to $200,000. And this is an obscene amount of money. And how somebody can be fair and just to the people when they go up there with having that much campaign contribution is really hard to believe.
Election day is March 3rd. For KCBX News, I'm Michael Barros.